watching my way. I've been trying to do right. I've been trying to get a little more sleep at night. I've been working like a dog. I've been going to church. Yeah, I've been being so damn good it hurts. I kinda wanna light up a couple smokes. Kinda want some crown mixed in my coat. Kinda wanna hole up in some corner booth somewhere. I kinda wanna find the pretty little things. Kinda like meat on the strings. Knowing in the morning that it ain't going nowhere. But tonight I kinda don't care. No, I don't wanna think about nothing at all. I don't wanna sit around here all night wishing you'd call. I kinda wanna drown your memory. Kinda wanna raise my finger to all them used to be's. I kinda wanna light up a couple smokes. Kinda want some crown mixed in my coat.
playing in the dark. Goodbye and ever easy, so break it to me hard. If you're over my love, girl, lay it on my heart. Don't try to save me, it's someone else calling you, baby. To me hard, if you're over my love, girl, lay it on my heart. Don't try to save me, someone else calling you, baby. No, don't try to save me, someone else calling you, baby. Someone else calling you, baby.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Place, while Wausau East, they come in with an 0-14 record. Then they still, unfortunately, are looking for that first win as they are 0-6 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Again, my name is Mike Homer. I'll be bringing the action tonight as these two teams square off for the second time this season, as they also met on January 7th, where Wisconsin Rapids was able to come away with a 56-24 victory. So what we're going to do now is we're actually going to take a minute break, and we will come back and we will continue the pregame show here from the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School Fieldhouse here on 105.5 WIRI.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why I love somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fieldhouse, where we are just 4 minutes away from the opening tip and the national anthem and the game intros between the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School Red Raiders and the Wausau East Lumberjacks. Coming to this game, as I said, Wausau East, the young ladies are having a tough time as they are 0-14 on the season, 0-6 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference as they are in seventh place. But it's not all lost yet, as we still have a lot of games to go for both teams. Evelyn Tome, she comes into the game with 11.6 points per game, and she's really the main force there that Rapids is going to have to contend with, as the two other leading scorers of the three, Jersey Mullen and Haley Bass, they both come in with 3.7 and 3.5 points per game. Tome, boy, she lights it up on the glass too, as she averages 14.1 points per rebounds per game, excuse me. So she averages a double-double almost every game, which is quite the accomplishment for any level of basketball. That's outstanding, as she's also followed by Catherine Lee, who averages 4.8 rebounds per game. Lee also leads the East Lumberjacks with 1.8 assists per game on average, followed by Elizabeth Dennis with 1.4. And the last meeting between Wisconsin Rapids, as I mentioned, the Red Raiders came away with a 56-24 victory on January 7th, where Tome, she led things for the Lumberjacks with 16 points, excuse me, as Bass had 4, Dennis with 2, and Mullen with 2. Wisconsin Rapids, on the other hand, under the leadership of Mitch Wolding, they are 6-11 with a 3-5 Wisconsin Valley Conference record that sits them fourth, as they are led by Sydney Holberg, as she averages 12.5 points per game, then Kristen Radke with 9.8 points per game, and then Gabby Nylitz with 9.5. So pretty well balanced there between the top three. No other statistical categories were listed for Wisconsin Rapids, so my apologies on that, as that's really the big numbers that I can bring up. The last time they played, Holberg, she made things go with 17 points, followed by Nylitz with 14. Natalie Haddow and Kristen Radke both had 7. Allie Blanchard, Lexi Kaur, Leandra Denson, I all had 3, followed by Gabby Young and Laura Schillinger with 1 apiece. Wisconsin Rapids, as I said, they did get the last matchup, so they are looking to make it the regular season sweep against these Lumberjacks. Looking at the regular season standings here in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, Spash, under the leadership there of longtime WNBA star and local standout when she was in high school, Janelle McCarville, she has those Panthers sitting at 15-4 overall with an 8-0 record in the Valley. Absolutely perfect. Followed by Marshfield, who's 11-8 overall and 7-1 in the Valley. So they've made short work of the Valley, but they've struggled outside of the conference as they play. They do, in fact, play a pretty tough non-conference schedule. Wausau West, they are third, 6-14 overall, 5-4 in the conference. Rapids is fourth, as I said, 6-11, 3-5 overall, or 3-5 overall in the conference. DC Everest, they are fifth, 5-12 overall, 3-5 record. Rapids did take both games from the Evergreens this year, so they have the tiebreaker over them on that. Sixth place is Merrill, 5-13, 1-6 overall in the conference, and then Wausau East in the cellar, 0-14, 0-6 in the conference. Last time these teams played, the starters, there were Nylitz, Radke Kaur, Holberg, and Riley Hasberg. As on the other side of the coin for East, it was Bass, Dennis, Liliana Hainish, Evelyn Tome, and Malaya Puz. So with that, we are just about 30 seconds away from the national anthem and the team introductions as we just inch closer and closer to that final horn sounding as everybody is getting to their spots for the anthem. So just want to give a big shout out to all our sponsors tonight, all of our listeners, and of course our engineer back at the studio, Beth Habiger. great working with you again. And you know what? It's hard to find good help, and we definitely have good help here. So with that, there is the final horn. So, Beth, how about you give us probably about 3 minutes here, and then we'll be back here for the team introduction. So keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School, where we are getting the introductions here for both teams, as it's kind of a March Madness feel between the two teams as they dim the lights and get the spotlights out to make this just a huge deal for the kids, as they should. That's what it's all about at the high school level, is all about the kids and their experiences here and how they learn and become good people and even better people out there as they take on the world as the time comes for them to graduate and spread the wings. So with that, we're just about ready here for the opening tip here for Wisconsin Rapids and Wausau East, as we have our lineup set as leading things off for the opening tip. Here is for Wausau East, as I pull up the roster to make sure I get everything right, is Haley Bass. She's going to be out there for the Lumberjacks, followed by Liliana Hainish. Follow that by Evelyn Tome, followed by Malaya Puz and Jersey Moen. So those are your starters as there's your opening tip, and East controls it, and we are underway. Three bomb on the way by Hainish, Liliana Hainish, and that's off the mark. And turnover there is a team defensive rebound for the Red Raiders, and Rapids under the attack as Lexi Corr brings it past the timeline. And there's an errant pass, and there is your first turnover for Wisconsin Rapids as we go back the other way for the Lumberjacks. Inbounds just on this side of the near side of the end line is East. East wearing their road black jerseys with red letters and numbers and some trimming there as they got to get it past the timeline, and they do not, as the pressure from Rapids just swallows them up. And we got our first turnover against Wausau East. Rapids coming back the other way as Wisconsin Rapids, they are in their home whites with red numbers and letters and trim. Wisconsin Rapids going from my left to the right in this contest, in the first half at least, as then we have East going from my right to the left as layup attempt put up by Holberg, and that is no good. Rebound to East as they bring it past the timeline. And they turn the ball over again. That's their second in the contest, still setting no score in the game. 17:06 left to go in the first half. As we got a stoppage here for tying of the shoe by Tome. I wasn't sure if it was Tome or Tom. It's Tom Field up in Wausau, the T-H-O-M-E. So wasn't sure at that. Three bomb on the way by Corr. Rebound by Radke. Pass to the far side. That is Nylitz. She pops the cork on that one. Rebound to Holberg. She puts it up and the foul. So she's going to line for two for Wisconsin Rapids. Foul coming up on Hainish. That's her first. The team's first, as Rapids has a chance to break in the scoring column. Shot is up and count it. So she made her first one. Wisconsin Rapids is on the board. Second one is up. A little long, bounced in and out and back down. Last touched by Rapids. So thankfully, the legendary, all-knowing Jason Schillinger was there to get the ball back to the officiating crew. So it's good for him to get in the game, as he's got a daughter on the team, Lauren Schillinger, my arch nemesis when it comes to hunting. Very talented young lady in the outdoors. Very, very talented at what she does. So always in fun calling her my arch nemesis, as I like to spend time in the outdoors too. As there's a quick turnover by East underneath their own basket. And then they poke the ball away for Sydney Holberg, who's bringing it up the court. So we got Rapids still with the ball. 16:31 left to go first half. As there's a turnover there, or not turnover, but Rapids gets to inbound the ball. They hold the lead. Radke kicked back out. Corr thought about three bomb. She goes through the lane. Underhanded shot. Rebound. Hasberg. Pass back out. Nylitz. Three bomb on the way by Holberg. And count it! As Holberg, she hit the three bomb. And Rapids is now up 4-0. That's 16:10 to go. First half of action. As Rapids bringing up a full court press. There's an errant pass. Goes over the head of the attendant receiver. That's who has it is Holberg. She passed down low to Corr, back out to Nylitz. Nylitz passed back out to Holberg, who cuts through the lane, up off the glass, a little short. Rebound comes down to East as Evelyn Tome gets another board. Pass near side, shot just inside the three-point line, and there was no good. Rebound to Radke, and there's a foul before she makes the half-court stripe. So there's another foul coming up against Wausau East. That is against Hayla Bass. As we see Bass have a seat, East steps into a 2-3 defensive look. Holberg brings it up, takes it left side. in the land of the Giants. She gets it tipped away. Rebound by Moan. And East back on the move down the court. Past the half court line they go as they bring the ball up. Tome almost gets her pass intercepted. Gets it over to Hainish. It's being guarded very aggressively by Nylitz. Nylitz in there. Blocks the pass. Then gets the steal herself. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by East. Rapids ball leading 4-0 over Wausau East. 15:08 left to go. First half of action. Inbounds. Nylitz. Radke, Radke's bringing it up the court. Brings past the half court stripe. Cork, pass back out. Radke, three bomb on the way. Little short, bounce over the basket, and rebound by East Tome. She passed it up ahead, and that's wrestled away from Puz. But to Radke, she hits Cork dashing through the lane. She gets a poke out of her hands, but Rapids still remains with possession of the ball. Still 14:45 to go. Rapids leading 4-0. As Rapids will be inbounding just a little bit to the, and by the way they look at it, the left side of the basket. Inbounds right underneath the Hasberg, who off the glass, about a full rotation around the rim and falls off. Last touched by Radke. So East ball as East gets another possession of this one. Inbounds going from, that was Puz, into Hainish. Hainish gets the ball passed in. She can't quite corral it. Rapids with the recovery of that turnover as Nylitz fighting in the land of the Giants. She's got to get out of there before the violation. Pass back out. Holberg, three bomb, left side. That's a little long off the glass as Radke trying to wrestle for it. And last touch by Radke, that is. So that's going to be a defensive rebound there for the Lumberjacks as we move right on along. 14:17 to go, first half. 4-0 lead, Wisconsin Rapids over the Lumberjacks. East inbound. As that was Elizabeth Dennis inbounding it. Far side, that's Hainish. Hainish, a handoff pass there. That's a big block by Holberg. And she gets the ball herself. She's taking it almost coast-to-coast. Kick back out. Nylitz down low. Hasberg. She kicks it back out. Radke goes left, goes right, then goes back left. Forgot to dribble on that. So there's a travel call. So you're going to have another turnover against Wisconsin Rapids. That's just her second, however, as there is a timeout being taken. And it's a 30-second timeout. So Beth will take a 30-second timeout, too. Back here in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
.56 left to go in the first half here at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School, where Wisconsin Rapids, they are leading 4-0 over Wausau East as Rapids keeping a full court man. Now they slip into a trap. Really, really causing troubles. There's another turnover. Holberg right to her, and she goes up off the glass and count it. That's the fifth turnover for the Lumberjacks, and that's 6 points now for Wisconsin Rapids. Holberg with all of them. As it's 13.5 to go, as East, they break that press. They come up into the forecourt, picked up the dribbles. Hainish down low to Bass. Bass, three bomb, up off the rim, picked up there by Tome. Tome, she tries to pivot through the lane. She does not, and she does not successfully do that, as that is a travel. That is turnover number 6 in the game to this point for the Lumberjacks. Inbounds, Coor to Holberg. Holberg bringing it up court. Stops right about the three-point line. Coor back to Holberg. She thought about three. Goes to her right through the lane, up off the glass, and count it. There's two more points. That's 8 so far for Holberg. As we sit right at the 13-minute mark of the first half, as we move right on along, full court pressure by Rapids against East. East having a hard time with it as they do break it up into the full court. Up off the glass is Hainish, and she goes up, and there's a whistle. So she's going to be going to line for two. That foul's coming up against Nylitz. That's her first, Rapids first, as we will be seeing two being shot by Liliana Hainish. First shot is up, and that hits back iron, front iron, and out. So no good on that first attempt. So we will see how she does on the second one. She's a little bit back from the line. Make sure she doesn't cross that. So understandable. Shot is up, and that's back iron. Ball's loose, and Eastev, she recovers it. Bass has it. As we pass around the key, back over to Hainish, far side. She brings it up. Down low, that is Tome. She's going up against Radke, and she uses the glass to her advantage, and she gets it to go. So it's now an 8-2 ball game. Rapids leading, 12.5 to go. Working near side to the baseline is Core. Down low to Radke. Soft touch floater, and it goes through. 10-2 for Rapids. Radke with her first points. 12:20 to go, first half. He's starting to break through with a little bit of speed as there's another turnover with a travel. Well, Rapids gets another opportunity right here in a moment. Here, inbounds will be Coor to Holberg. Barring a quick change. So there is not one as Holberg brings it up past timeline. 12:12 to go. 10-2. Rapids leading. Far side. That is sneaking into the game there. Rachel Haddow. She makes her first appearance of the game, and she makes the first shot of the game, as that's a three-bomb. Rebound by Radke. Three-bomb on the way by Ballitz. Boom! Count it! And Rapids goes up 13-2 over East. 11:47 to go. As Rapids still keeping that full-court pressure. Haddow giving Tome some pressure as Tome stops just shy of the half-court stripe. East coming up there, and as Tome gets back down off the glass. Rebound to Holberg. Haddow stops. She picks up her dribble back over to Holberg. Holberg, three-bomb on the way. Little long off the back iron. That's going to be a rebound by Tome, and there's a whistle. And I think that one will go against Radke, and it does. That's going to be her first. Rapid second. Both teams sitting with two fouls. As in comes Rachel Linsmeyer as Radke gets to have a seat. Inbounding will be Madeline Puz for East. She gets it down low to Hainish. Malia Puz, excuse me, is Rapids more pressure. That's the turnover there, as that was a quick dish from Linsmeyer to Nylitz. And there is two more for the Red Raiders. 15-2. Rapids lead, 11 minutes to go. First half as East brings it up past half court. And that's half court there by Hainish. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Best touch by Rapids as we play on here. 10:53 to go. First half of action. Rapids really using some good defense to cause turnovers on the backcourt. And they're really getting some good rebounding in the forecourt. Inbounds, East, trying to get it down low to Tome. They cannot with the defensive pressure. And there is another steal, that time by Linsmeyer, up ahead to Haddow, who gets fouled on the shot. She's going to the line for two. That foul, that's coming up against Hainish. That's her second. East's third. As I said before, Haddow, she goes to the line for two. First one, a little strong. Bounce off the backboard. Pulled down. And again comes Lauren Schillinger. Out goes Nylitz. So Rapids getting some substitutions in. Still leading 15-2. 10:46 to go, first half. So Rapids getting some extra players in there early in the game. Second shot is up off the backboard through. Haddow gets her first point. And it's 16-2. Rapids lead, 10:45 to go, as Schillinger battles up there, harassing on the backcourt. Shot opportunity there for East. Rebound, and there's a foul, as there's Tome, who was able to get the board. But there's a foul coming up against Haddow. That's going to be her first. Rapids third. Both teams with three fouls so far, 10.5 to go. First half of action. East to inbound. Big collision right about the free throw line. Three on the way for East. Off the front of the rim and through. So Hainish, she gets her first three, first points of the game. And it's 16-5 now. Rapids leads 10.5 to go. As Rapids was trying to pass it down low, they can't quite hold on to it. And that's a turnover for the Red Raiders. As East will be inbounding the ball. As that's Dennis who inbounds. Inbounds down low as Rapids is really going to beat up the pressure, and they do, and that's a turnover. Coor can't hit on the layup. The rebound goes to Holberg, and she's fouled on her shot, so she's going to the line for two. Hainish, that's her third, so they're really going to have to put someone else in for her, or else they're really playing with fire there. She's one of their better players. She's going to be sitting probably for the rest of the half as that first free throw goes up. No good. As out goes Coor, in comes Radke. As that's still a 16-5 ball game, 10-14 to play in the first half of action. Holberg up front of the rim, no good. She's 1-for-4 from the line as there's a rebound. Tome. The Rapids backing out of their press just a little bit, allowing East to get the offensive zone. Going down low, that's Tome up against Radke. No, there's a rebound. Puts shot up, but no foul on the shot, as that will go against, I believe, it'll be going against number two. That's Linsmeyer. That's Rapids' fourth foul. And that's Rachel Linsmeyer's first foul of the game. So both teams, both same situation foul-wise. As Tome down low, passing down low to a teammate, Moan, and there is a jump ball being called. And there's your Rapids possession as they call that a turnover on the flip of the arrow. Inbounds Holberg to Radke. Radke up way high, way fast ahead. Out three bomb, off the mark. Rebound Linsmeyer back out to Holberg. Three bomb on the way. Good! Boom! Caught it, Holberg! And Rapids goes up 19-5. Over East with 9.5 to go, first half. Rapids cranking up that pressure in the backcourt. Going to be playing more man. Then they try to trap right about the this half-court stripe. And there is your 10th turnover for East in the game. So Rapids gets another look at it. 9:23 left to go. First half action, 19-5. Rapids with the advantage as trying to figure out who's going to be inbounding. And that will be Haddow. Inbounds, looking to Radke, just on the offensive side of the half-court stripe. Radke works to her left. And there's a double dribble being called. That will be the fifth turnover for Rapids. As more substitutions coming in. Out goes Holberg for Coor. Hasberg goes in for Holberg. So we have it set back up now as Rapids still giving some man pressure. As they trap just on the inside of the half-court stripe, East breaks it. They get down by the free throw line. The ball's loose. Kind of a football game breaking out. Rugby scrum as there is a timeout call by East with possession of the ball. They will get their call, and it's a full. We'll be back here in a minute here on 105.5 WIRI.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Here at Home Furniture and Design, we are thankful for our wonderful customers, and at this most glorious time of the year, we are especially grateful. Thank you, and season's greetings from your friends at Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
first half of action between Wisconsin Rapids and Wausau East. Rapids holding a 19-5 advantage, inbounds east. As that was Jersey Mullen up against Lauren Schillinger. She was able to get past her reach as East working the ball around the key. Big three-bomb on the way off the mark by Elizabeth Dennis, and that will be a team rebound for the Red Raiders. So back the other way we go from my left to the right. His Rapids going is inbound from Linsmeyer to Core. Core brings it up, goes to her right side, leaf pass there for Radke. Radke in the paint, bounce off the back iron, rebound by Tomei. East moving again from my right to the left. Into the forecourt they go. Rapids dropped out of that full court press as Schillinger guarding the near side against Mullen. Ball tipped away by Hasberg. Dennis with it. Hands off. Crossway to, I believe that is Puz. Puz. She passed. Tried to get that back out. And that's intercepted by Hasberg. That's the 11th turnover so far for East as Rapids back on the attack. Three bomb on the way by Cor. Boom! Caught it! And Cor's got three of her points, first points of the game. 22-5. Rapids leading. 8 minutes to go. First half of action. As I said, the first meeting this year, that went Rapids' way, 56-24, as things are going right now. As there's a fight for it, intercepted by Schillinger. She goes up against the board. She gets interfered with on that. No foul, but there is now a jump ball called, and that will be going East's way. They have the possession arrow, so they will flip it back around, and there will be technically a turnover on that, but good hands there by Schillinger. She was able to read that pass. She just couldn't get that shot up in position fast enough as it got knocked away, and she tried to gather it back. Just couldn't do it there. So either way, East ball inbounds. Rapids goes back into their trap, full court, and they nearly got another one. As then they do, as here comes Schillinger with one. She gathered the loose ball, and she gets fouled right about the half-court stripe by Hainish. That's her fourth. That is her fourth. My. I don't know why they snuck her back in. And they are rolling with the short bench. So I do understand that now that I look closer at the roster. As there is a substitution coming in for the Red Raiders. Out goes Hasberg. And in comes Gabby Young, senior, 6 foot. This was her first year in basketball. I know her mother over the years, so good to see her in the game. So it's not necessarily here too much. So very good volleyball player, however. As Young is in there, down low. She passes back out. Radke three-bomb on the way off the back iron. Being faddled for down there by Schillinger. And they're calling a foul. And it's going to be on Schillinger as that goes to East. That's Rapids' first foul on Schillinger. Both teams have 5 fouls. And that's how we sit at 22-5, 7:15 to go, first half. As down low, Tomei, she can't handle it. She has to pass it back out. Three on the way by Bass. That's an air ball, and that's last touch by East. Rapids ball, 7:03 left to go, first half of action. And the inbounds from Core to Radke is set up here as we march right along through the first half of action. Radke almost drops the ball. Core with it, pass into the corner. Nylitz, three-bomb off the front of the rim. That's rebound by Tomei. And back we go. East possession, 6:45 to go in the contest as they pass the ball back down low. And that's two for Kayla Bass. Her first points of the game, 22-7, Rapids leads, 6.5 to go in the contest. Nylitz, far side, stops. She gets the ball poked out of her hands, has to send the ball back out. Radke, throw ball three, works baseline, steps back, back to Nylitz. Nylitz thinks about pass, fires the three, boom, three for Nylitz. That's her second of the game. And Rapids extends that lead 25-7 with 6 minutes to go. Inbounds East. Still a bit of a man-man situation there for defense. Ball goes out of bounds on the near sideline, and that's still going to stay with East. Again, thanks to everybody joining us tonight, no matter where you are.
streaming online or driving around in the car, sitting in the kitchen. Doesn't really matter. Just thanks for joining us. Beth Habiger back at the studio working the magic. Does a great job as always, as there's a hoop and a harm going to Tome. And that, I believe, is going to be up against Young, as that will be Rapid's sixth foul. And that is, of course, the situation that happened. So Evelyn Tome, she gets in and one as we move right along. 5:50 left, first half of action. As we have a 25-9 ball game, can go 25-10 if Tome can make this free throw. That's off the mark. Ball's bouncing around, and there's a shot violation. So there's no attempt technically in the stat world, as far as I understand. So Rapids back with the ball, 25-9. Rapids lead, 5:45 to go. Near side working the ball is Maya Zeman. As East gets the ball into the forecourt, and there's a whistle. And I believe they call that offensive foul, and they do. That's foul against Tome. That's her first. East's sixth. As East, they are in the bonus. One more foul, and Rapids will be in the bonus. Actually, they both. They changed that. It's actually six fouls for Rapids now. That's what I have, so I put on the wrong column. Rapids working the pass, and then there's a whistle, and that's going to be an offensive foul Rapids way as well. So there is a turnover. That's Rapids' sixth, as East will get another chance for the ball. 5:17 to go, first half. 25-9 is the score. Is inbounds. Successful from Puz to Bass. Rapids still applying pressure. Pass down low, and that's not held on to. Now they get it back as Jersey Moen, and there is a jump ball called. Wisconsin Rapids. No, Rapids steals possession there. Got to change possession arrow, so there's technically a turnover. And it will be an inbounds on the near side. Red Bull free throw line as Kaur to Radke, back to Kaur. Kaur brings it up into the offensive zone. Pass to the side is Zeman. Bank three! Boom! Count it! And Maya Zeman with her first points. And it's 28-9. Rapids lead. 4:45 to go. First half as East brings it up into the zone. And that's going to be fast. There's a little underhanded layup attempt. Blocked. Last touch by East. Rapids ball. 4:41 left to go. First half. Excuse me, as I just had a quick sneak of cough in. As Radke with the ball passed down low. Young can't hold on to it, and that's turnover Rapids. A little rough of a pass, but she just couldn't hold on to it. As East with a couple shots. That one will go out of bounds. So that's a team rebound up against the Red Raiders. As we got another substitution, Radke going out. And Kaylin Topsky in. Make sure I get that name added to my list. As inbounds for Rapids, it gets knocked out of bounds by East. So we get to reset it. Haddow to inbound to Kaur. 4:22 left to go, first half. 28-9. Red Raiders with the advantage. Kaur brings up past timeline. Go fakes right, goes left, pass down low to Young. Up off the glass, bounce off the rim. No good, but Rapids keeps possession as that was last touched by East. So we get a stoppage play, 4:12 left to go. Rapids leading 28-9. Rapids inbounds. That, I believe, is Zeman down low looking for Haddow. She can't hold on to it. That's turnover Wisconsin Rapids. East back on the move. Bass brings it up into the offensive zone. Dennis fires three bomb, a little long. Ball's bouncing out, and that will be out of bounds. And last touch by East. Rapids ball. Team rebound there for the Red Raiders as Haddow will be inbounding to, I believe that will be Kaylin Topsky. As Rapids works the ball down low. Young can't hold on to it. That got tipped right before it got to her, actually. His ball passed down low. Tomey back out to Bass. Bass back out to Moen. Moen working the right side, up off the glass, leg short, rebound, Tomei got up off the glass, a little too strong, twice there is Tomei, rebound, goes to Topsky, and gets poked out of bounds, last touch by Moen, and she lets out a moan, not happy with that, understandably, that was a close call, but Rapid stays with possession, so Topsky to inbound to Haddow. Under 4 minutes to go, 28-9, Rapids lead over these Lumberjacks. Working the far side is Young. She can't quite get that one to fall. She's battling in there against Moen. She gets that passed out to Malia Puz. She works up the far side, and there is a collision. No foul, but a turnover as a travel. And Rapids gets the balls. There's a collision there, and we got an individual who is down. They are bringing out the coach, and athletic trainer's looking there. His player's looking to get up. Trainer comes back out, and we will actually take a 30-second break here. Beth, back here in 30 seconds here on 105.5 WIRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
And they're just bringing up the East athlete. Twisted knee or ankle. She can't put any weight on that. That's, oh, you never like seeing that. That's actually Malia Puz. So the young lady, she's going back to the Rapids training room as we speak. So hopefully she'll be okay. And hopefully we can see her back out here as the bench is getting thin here for East. As they really only have two other players. There as they bring back in Liliana Hannish, who's got four fouls already. She doesn't want to be out there right now with just four fouls, but boy, oh boy, that's a tough spot for East to be in. But hey, we got to play on as in we go, inbounds. And there's a quick poke and poke out of bounds, goes East. Possession will still stay with Wisconsin Rapids, however. As we've got 3:31 left to go, first half, Rapids up 28-9. It's more. Substitutions come in. McKenna Red Cloud. She comes in now. Passed out to Top Skies. There's a turnover, Wisconsin Rapids, and there's a whistle. And that will be a foul, I believe, against Wisconsin Rapids, as there will be a 1-1. Is that foul? Yes, is against Wisconsin Rapids. Kaylin Top Sky. So right now they're going to be sending Elizabeth Dennis to the line for the 1-1. Trying to break East into double digits. As the score sits 28-9, 3:20 left first half in action. As Dennis at the line, bend the knees, shot is up, back iron, bounce off. And that's a rebound going to East. Last touch there by Young. She wasn't able to corral it, unfortunately, for Wisconsin Rapids. So they are adjusting for defense yet again. There's the inbound to Tomei. Tomei look for somewhere to go. Goes down low to Moen. She goes strong off the back iron, front iron, and through. So Jersey Moen, she gets her first points of the game. And it's a 28-11 contest. Rapids still leading. 3 minutes to go as there's a timeout coming for Wisconsin Rapids. We'll take one too, Beth. 1 minute, and we'll be back here on 105.5 WIRI.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
.303 left to go in the first half of action here. Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin Valley Conference girls basketball action. Wisconsin Rapids, they are leading Wausau East here 28-11. Rapids ball has Red Cloud, McKenna Red Cloud, to inbound to Kaylin Topsky. Pass down low to Young. Back iron, bounce ball five times. No good. Rebound Tome, and they will call. I believe that is Young on the foul. Is that Tome will go to the line for a 1-1. And that is Young's second foul of the contest. A little frustrated by it, understandably so. As everybody makes a long trek back to the east end of the court, that's to my left, I will say, for the directionally challenged, which I can be sometimes too. Shot is up off the mark, and that is going to be a team rebound for the Red Raiders. Under 3 minutes to go, 28-11, Red Raiders with the lead. Thanks again for joining us here on 105.5 WIRI. Again, my name's Mike Comer, bringing you the action here. Seth Habiger back at the studio, working the magic as always, doing a good job there. As Rapids trying to pass the ball around, they cannot make that connection. Turnover there for Rapids as there's a turnover for East as both teams battling for it. And there is a turnover and a foul, I believe. And it is a turnover and a foul. As that foul coming up on Elizabeth Dennis. Her first, team's seventh. As going to the line is number 14 as Rapids continues to circle through their bench. Allie Blanchard. Allie Blanchard there at the line, shooting a 1-1. Shot is up, back iron, rebound East. So unfortunately that didn't work out for the young lady, but she'll probably get another opportunity. 2.5 to go, first half, three bomb on the way by Jersey Mullen. Banks it home, boom, great shot. It's 28-14 now. It's quick turnover by Rapids. Mullen back at it, two shots quick. And she gets another one, and that another one. And then finally a rebound by Rapids by Blanchard. And about three chances there. Couldn't get any of them to fall after that banked three bomb. Because that's pretty cool to see that. You don't see too many of those made. As there is a reach-in foul, and that's going to go against Jersey Mullen, her first. And that will send the Red Raiders to the line as looking through the roster here as Leandra Denson will be going to the line for a 1-1. As back iron, front iron in through. So she's got one for the Red Raiders. And she's got the opportunity at the second one now. 2:01 left to go, first half, 29-14. Red Raiders over the Lumberjacks. As bounces, a couple bounces, bend to the knees, shot, and nothing but net. So she's got two, and it's a 30-14 contest. As there's a 30-second timeout here in Wisconsin Rapids, but we're going to keep it right here as we just want to give a big shout-out to all our sponsors here. High School Sports, proudly brought to you by this season by Econ Electric and Inc., Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Paper City Savings. Yeah, that's where I bank. Wish they'd make a mistake sometime. Wish they had a little more money. Of course, you don't want them to do that. Then it comes back onto you. And then the East Street Auto and the Wisconsin Rapids area, CVB. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of all our businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Country, or you can listen on to the radio 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. So thank you to all of you for listening. Thank you to all of our sponsors. We couldn't do this game without you guys, especially without Beth. We couldn't do this game without her, that's for darn sure. And I can talk, but just doesn't sound good if I just do that, as there's two for East. Hayna, she got back in the scoring column. 30-16, under 2 minutes to go. Rapids ball. Shot attempt. Rebound.